Good morning. The Australian share market is set for a flat start to trade on Tuesday. Local SPY futures, with around half an hour remaining in the after-hours session, are up by around 3 points. They were in negative territory for a good portion of the after-hours session, but it's important to bear in mind that the US was closed to observe the President's Day public holiday, so the equity and interest rate markets were offline. So not much in the way of overnight catalysts as far as the markets are concerned, but that leaves us with a fairly important catalyst of our own as far as the local session is concerned today. At 11:30, the RBA will release the minutes from their most recent policy setting meeting. These will get a lot of attention for the fact that only in recent time has the Reserve Bank changed its stance in relation to interest rates. Previously, they were in what is referred to as a tightening bias, meaning that their next move in interest rates was most likely to be higher. They have shifted that most recently to a neutral bias, meaning that they are just as likely to cut as they are to raise rates, or indeed leave them alone. So today's minutes could provide some insight into that discussion or decision-making progress. So that's something to look out for, and it'll have a bearing not only on the equity market. If we see a more dovish tone, it will certainly have a bearing on the Aussie dollar, which has already lost ground overnight. It's back to around 71.3 US cents. A busy day as far as earnings results are concerned. BHP, Cochlear and Coles, amongst some of the high-profile names reporting results. Keep an eye on the Asian markets. They had a good day yesterday. The Shanghai Composite Index up by around 2.7%. That was the best improvement that we've seen for that market since October of last year. And that, of course, all turns around the optimism that is currently in train around trade for the US-China trade talks.